experience like to be able to present the film in front of Tribeca?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I always felt that Big Brother was edgy and revolutionary on its own terms and in its own time, but you know, it kind of got buried under the success of Jackass for sure. But I credit Jackass still to this day. I credit Big Brother as starting Jackass.
Yeah, and you talk about sort of how it got buried. So, what do you hope will come out of the film and sort of presenting it in front of a new generation that probably didn't know about Big Brother?
Hopefully that they know the core of it was skating, and that it was done by a bunch of passionate people who were skating when skating was the least popular thing you could do. You know, it's totally different now. The cool kids skate, and everyone's wearing Thrasher, but back then, it was not like that at all. Yeah. And the idea that someone took the chance to start a skate magazine at a time when skating was so dead is, that, you know, that deserves a lot of credit.
As someone who's been so influential in the culture, what do you think is the future of skating and sort of the culture and sort of how it's presented, like, in the media?
Well, I think it's in a pretty good place. I mean, definitely there's always the edgier skate crews or the people who are more into that scene. And then there's the X Games, the Olympics, and that side of it. And the two merge really well. You know, some people live in both worlds, some don't at all, but I feel like there's not a distinct separation, and the way that it's presented now is much more honest.